Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus l'nishmas. Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Rikusil Yehuda ben Rav Tzvi, the Heilige Kloisenberger Rebbe, whose yahrzeit is today, the 9th of Tammuz. Still remember he was Nifter 28 years ago. I was in a Sfarim store in Geula, very popular Sfarim store, and I heard on the radio was playing that the Rebbe was Nifter. And my great-grandmother lived in Netanya and is buried right near the Rebbe. She was Nifter a number of years before, but both in the cemetery in Netanya. So it's a schus that my great-grandmother could be close to the Rebbe, and it's a schus that we can learn the Torah of the Rebbe. And there is so much amazing Torah, just incredible amounts of Torah that the Rebbe produced in his lifetime, besides everything else he did. We could start talking about the Rebbe's biography and what he did and stories about him and never finish. So we'll just get right to the Torah. This is what he said, Be'idan Rava Duravin Shalshidis Parshas Balak in the year 1980. Wow. 42 years ago. It says in the Torah Kedosha, Lo hibit oven b'Yakov v'lo ra amel b'Yisrael Hashem elokav imo suras melech bo. God didn't look at the sin in Jacob or toil in Israel. God is with him, and the friendship of the king is in him. Various ways to translate the pasuk. A lot of tiktukim in the pasuk that the Mufarshim make. But the tafkid of the Rebbe Sichas is always not merely to understand Pshat M'sukim, but where is this going to take us in our Avodas Hashem? In the Messiah, it says in the, where we have the same word in different places, different sukim, it says Mishkan Aisecha three times, Matobu Alecha Yaakov Mishkan Aisecha Yisrael. Another pasuk is, Ma'yididos Mishkan Aisecha Hashem Tzvokos, Nichsva V'gam Kol Senafshil Chatzis Hashem. Talking about the Beis HaMikdash, how there's a yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, my heart and my flesh desire for the living God. Nacha pasuk shlach orcha v'amitcha, hema ye'anchuni yevu'uni al ha'kodshecha v'al mishkanoisecha, send your light, your truth. They will guide me, lead me, bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling. Those are the three mishkanois. Another b'misayra, another time we have a word that's mentioned in various psukim is Moshevecha. One is in this week's parasha, Eitan Moshevecha v'simbasel akinecha. Another pasuk, which is your dwelling place is strong. Another pasuk is Mishmane ha'oretz yeh Moshevecha, from the fat of the land will be your dwelling, bracha of Yaakov, of Yitzchak, Esav. And another is V'nifkadita, you're going to be remembered ki yipaked Moshevecha, because your place is going to be missing, your place is going to be remembered, Yohanesim telling David that Shaul is going to notice him. So this can be, so obviously we have to understand the connection between these various psukim, both the Mishkan Aisecha and the Moshevecha, and the Pasuk of Lohi Birav Yaakov Rav Moshevecha Shem Elokavim Moshevecha Melech Boy. And we begin with this Alanga Drusha. We begin with what it says in the Heilige Noyim Elimelech, or Melech Mizinsk, that it's a simon loy la'odim shahilech b'derech emes u'b'dalchei Hashem u'mimisnai k'at tzadikim shem tomid mitztarim b'tzari Yisrael v'tzari Shechina HaKadosha. That is a sign for a person that he's going in the way of truth and in the path of Hashem. If he acts like the tzadikim, that they always have tzar, when the Jewish people have tzar, and they have tzar with the Shechina HaKadosha. And in the Heilige Yitav Panim, the Rebbe's Alta Zede, in the Yafei Naim and Oisiyat Ches, he brings what he heard. Mipi Kachoy, Shalbala Yismach Moshe, another ancestor of the Rebbe, that he tried to understand what's Pshat in the Darkei Chasidim. He liked what they were doing, but he had a kasha. And that was that the Chasidim are always happy. And it says in the Shulchan Aruch that a Yari Shemayim should always be Meitzer V'doyig al Churban Beis HaMikdash. A Yari Shemayim should have Tzar over the Churban. So what's pshat that they're happy all the time, these Chasidim? So he went to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi, the Heilige Rebbe from Lublin, the Chose, that there was always Simcha, Simcha is Shriya Tamid, and immediately asking this question. The Chose, who obviously had Ruach HaKodesh, that's why it's called the Chose, asked the Yismach Moshe, Madua Pneichem Khushim Ayom, why do you look so pale? Look Shvach. Yes, it says in Shulchan Aruch that Yorei Shemaim should be Meitzer V'dorig Achurban Beis HaMikdosh, but the Chacham already said in the Chovis HaLevavis, Sa'ala B'fana V'evle B'liboy, that in your face you have to be freilich, you have to be happy, and the Avelis should be in your heart. And you believe me, Gloibdmir, said the Chozeh. We say Tikkun Chatzos with cries, with anguish, and yet we're besimcha. Ayn sham barichus v'divrei noyim alei melech. Even Tikkun Chatzos midav zogim besimcha. So in your heart, you're feeling the avelus of the churban, but just in your face, you're besimcha. But in your heart, you always have to be feeling shtendik. You have to feel constantly the churban abayis. Pasuk says, Tehillim 137:6, Tidbak l'shoini l'chiki, im lo yaskirechi, im lo yales Yerushalayim, al roisim chosi, let my tongue stick to my palate. If I don't remember you, if I don't lift Jerusalem to the head of my joy. So why the l'shoin? So why the tongue dafka? So maybe based on what it says in the Tfilah l'Moshe, to explain the Pasuk, nichsefa v'gam kolsa nafshi. Pasuk in Psalms chapter 84 verse 3, that my soul yearns to be close to you, Hashem, to be in your Beis HaMikdash, because the Iker is Avodas HaLev, to subordinate the heart to the Borei Kol Olamos. A person shouldn't be Echad B'Pev, Echad B'Lev, like it says in Yeshaya 29:13, B'Sfasov Kibduni, you honored me with your lips, V'Libo Yerochak Mimeni, but your heart is far away from me. So you have to, your heart also has to be close, not only your lips. But we have to be Mekayim Oida Hashem B'chol Levov. We have to thank Hashem with all of our hearts. And in Chutz La'aretz, it's very hard to be Machnia, to subordinate this heart of stone. But B'mokom HaMikdash, which is the heart of the world, and the Shekhinah dwells there, there the Jewish heart is aroused, and it arouses the other limbs. And that's what it means. Nichsva v'gam kolsa nafshi l'chatzus Hashem. The ksifa, this yearning, this pining, v'nat chas v'shalom, v'shem gashmi is v'taivis, ela kol magam osi zok David HaMelech. My whole focus is because there is libi u'bisari. Libi u'bisari, my heart and my flesh. In other words, the heart and the flesh should be miranein el kel chai. B'chius, they should sing to God with great vitality. Nichsva v'gam kolsa nafshi l'chatzus Hashem. Libi u'besari, I'm pining for the courtyards of God. My heart and my flesh should be miranein el kel chai. With chius, with vitality, they should sing to God. And therefore it says in Tehillim 104, Bow she'orav b'soida chatzeroisav b'sihila kisham noel ahoydos l'shem Hashem mikeven she'ashirois v'atishbachos she'omrim sham hem b'kavana ritzuya. That's why it says, I will come to his gates with thanks, his courtyards with praise, because there in the Beis HaMikdash it is pleasing to thank Hashem, because the shirois and tishbachos that are said there are said b'kavana ritzuya, with desirable kavana. And now in our golus, the lev is mitumtum, our hearts are sealed off. And when we learn, we're na adoresh, we say shine drushes, we speak nicely, but not always makayim nicely, eno makayim. And b'shas hatfila, it's galui v'yadua to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how hard it is to be mechavein, even in the first parsha of Shema, even in the first pasuk of Shema, or to be mechavein in the brach of Avos. And those are me'akev. You have to be mechavein in the first pasuk. You have to be mechavein in avos. And yet it's so hard for people to have kavana even for that. And even if a person does hachana for tefillah, and he wants to be mechaving daita, he's preparing. And when he starts davening, all of a sudden his thoughts go here, go there. The lev yodeya maras nafsha. We all know what I'm talking about. Let my tongue cling to my palate if I don't remember you. In other words, if I don't have das to understand the tzara of the churban, how we went into galus from our beis chayenu, we don't have this understanding in our heart. We don't have a lev mevin. So if we're missing out on the lev mevin, if we don't have das, mela tidbak l'shayni l'chiki, let my heart cling to my palate. Because what good is the lashon if I'm only davening mi'asaf v'lachutz? I'm only davening externally with a heart. So therefore, what good is my tongue? Tidbak l'shayni, let it cling to my palate. What good is it if I don't have kavanas hatfila? Im lo elas Yerushalayim aroy simchasi, if Yerushalayim isn't in my heart. And now this, Tevel Nafshenu B'yomim Halolu, these days going into the Yemei Bein HaMitzorim, because on Shivasar B'tamuz Gavra HaOyev, Latiboka HaIr, and the city was broken through, and the Koyach HaTumah entered Yerushalayim, and that brought to the Churban, it says in the Sifrei HaMekubalim, the Talmidim of the Arizal, and also Mitalmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, and what Chazal say in Sanhedrin 103b, Menashe hem itzelem beheichol, that Menashe stood up a idol, God forbid, in the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, that the Guf HaAdam is called in Kabbalah Heichol Hashem, that's God's sanctuary, and he caused a bilbul kavonis hatfilah. He made us have all these machshav zaras, all these impure thoughts. Not only do people think during davening of money and of food and of other things, but even mamish that we'd rather not mention by name, people think of during davening. And that's the mensch. And that's what Menashe did when he put the tzelem in the heichal. He put all these machshavas tmeos in a person's mind. And the Rebbe says, Ein li esek ben istaris. The Rebbe always claimed he doesn't know from Kabbalah. He just knows from Nigla. And therefore, I want to understand kefi ish pashut. So it's not pshat that... The Gemara doesn't mean literally he didn't put, the Kabbalah mean that he didn't literally put a tzelem in the heichal. He put a tzelem in the heichal, but by putting a tzelem in the heichal, he made this his gabrus koyach hatumah. He made it that we should have this powerful impurity within us that make us not be able to daven b'kavanat tzlula like we see in Yerushalmi and Brachas. The Rabbi Chiya says that he didn't daven with proper kavana, and it says in there, and it says in the Yerushalmi that he, one of the Amorim thanks his head that it knows how to bow at Modim automatically, even though he doesn't even know where he is right now. So obviously, there are great Seudas in this Gemara, but Kefi Pashtis HaDvarim, they weren't having proper Kavana. And therefore, it says in the Sefer Hakana, in Fus Krakow, on page 21b, that At Hashem Mechavin Klal Inet Tfilah Rakadei Shalot Ishtakach Torah Tfilah Yisrael, Mamish Amavil Dikzach, that since anyway we don't have Kavana today, we just daven, so people should remember what's my davening. That you stand, you put your feet together, you say various words, but our davening doesn't really count. That's what it says in the Sefer HaKana. We don't have kavan anyway. And that's like it says in Erevin 65a, I can patter the whole world from tefillah miyom shachar of Beis HaMikdash. V'chein shemina zois aniyah v'shchuras v'lo miyayin. We are drunk, but not from wine. In other words, miyom shachar of Beis HaMikdash, we don't have proper kavanah. And therefore, there's not such a chayvas tefillah. And this is done, all caused by the Rashi Yimach Shemai, who entered Yerushalayim, put the tzelem in the heichal, and he was mishtalit al lev ha'olam, the Beis HaMikdash is the heart of the world, and he overcame that by putting the tzelem in the heichal. We find in Bava Kama 59b, Eliezer Zeiru was wearing black shoes, and he was standing in the shuk of the Bein Ardoi, He was standing in the shuk of in the market of Nahar Doi, officials of the base Begalusa of the Reish of the exile ark, the head of the exile, they found him. They said to him, "What is different about you that causes you to wear these shoes?" He said, "I'm wearing them because I'm in mourning over," I'm just translating the Aramaic, "I'm in mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So I'm wearing black shoes, as is the custom of mourners." And they said to him, "Are you a man of such importance to publicly mourn over Yerushalayim?" They thought it was simply presumptuous on his part. It was yayara. So they, since he was acting against the prevalent Jewish custom, they brought him to the prison and incarcerated him. Elazar said to them, I'm a great man, I'm a scholar, I can mourn publicly over the destruction of Yerushalayim." And they said, "How do you know you're a scholar?" He said, "Ask me halacha, I'll answer you. Or I'll ask you a matter of halacha and you'll answer me. Al kopanim, what yayara is there? What presumptuousness is there? What gaiva is there in being mis'abel al Yerushalayim, pashut?" So the answer is, he didn't say, "Dekama avilna al achurban." He says, "Dekama avilna al Yerushalayim." In other words, my avelus is on the heder kedushas Yerushalayim leiv ha'olam. The heart of the world. It's not just the korban pashut. Everybody sees destruction. You feel miserable about the destruction. But he says, "I'm feeling miserable about Yerushalayim. We don't have the kedusha of Yerushalayim." Of course, you can cry about the asara mugei malchus. And you can cry about the Holocaust, and you can cry about all the Chorbanos, but that you lack Kedushas Yerushalayim, that's already Yoyara. People really care. They really care that Yerushalayim isn't built. Come on. Maybe there are such people, but not so many of them. And therefore, you need to be an Ish Choshuv to really be Mis'abel al Yerushalayim. And the Rebbe says, "Oili im oimar, oili im loy oimar." And woe unto me if I do say, and woe unto me if I don't say. I can't speak, but I can't not speak. Either way, I don't know what to do. Woe unto me if I speak, woe unto me if I don't speak. Ba'avoneseinu harabim nishkanu kol kach b'memtes sha'arei tuma. In our great sins, we have, this isn't exactly his Lashon, because the Rebbe had geraten Yiddish, versteht sich, and this is just translated into Hebrew. Nishkanu, we've been so submerged in the Memtes Sha'arei Tuma, ad sha'af lo yodim shechoser mashu. We don't know that anything is lacking. Shekol kach nisrachaku me'akedusha, v'istaglu l'chaim shel kesef, u'mamun b'chutz l'aretz, we are so far away from Kedusha. We have become so accustomed to a life of money, of pleasure, of luxuries in Chutz Laretz, we don't even feel the Chisaron of Yerushalayim. A guy falls from the 18th floor and he's lying there on the ground. If he's moaning and groaning, so great, you know that he's still alive. If he's not moaning and groaning, you say, "Oh my gosh, he lost consciousness." That's a lot worse. So too, we have, in a sense, lost consciousness because we are not... we are not feeling the Churban. In Tekah B'Shofar Gadol, we should be crying, "Ad Masai Le'Sirachim Tzion, Kvar Avro Eid Shana Ve'Adayin Lo Noishanu." Another year has passed and we haven't yet been saved. L'chol Tichle Ra'isi Ketz, U'le'orech HaGolus Ein Royim Ketz V'Sof. We see an end to everything except for the Golus. In the olden days, wherever the Jews used to live in the olden days, even Pashut people, they would say Tikkun Chatzos, and they would feel the Churban, the Tsar. They'd walk with a low stature. Nisaru be'iser lemalois piv schoik ba'olam hazeh. And at least in these days of the 3 weeks of the Bein HaMitzarim, people were careful not to fill their mouths with laughter. Loikein b'doireinu zeh, b'avineseinu harabim, or as the Rebbe would say, b'avineseini harabim, sheba'aylu ayumim mivakshim lehem ma'oinei kayitz la'aneges nafshim. So what are people looking for today? Things haven't changed in the last 42 years. People are looking for summer vacations. For this vacation spot and that vacation spot and this kosher cruise and that hotel and that bungalow colony and v'loy margishim es hachisaron shereyesh lanu dirois miruvochois v'kesef rav. We have, Baruch Hashem, big beautiful apartments. Usually multiple apartments, very often multiple homes people own. They own one in New York, one in Florida, and one in Israel. That's the way it should be. I always say, an Erlich HaYid, Avoy LeYid, has to own at least three apartments. That's what I say in jest. So, but that's the Metzias, that people don't feel the Chisaron because they're living so well. V'kesef rav, and nothing is lacking from our homes. Who knows how to be misabel, how to mourn for the yishtalt, for the klipas becoming overpowering us in the eskabris hatuma, and that's because of the length of the gullus. And it's been miskayim in us, in the shisi toiva, we forgot the good. Kishachachu ki rochak mimenu menachem, vein margishim eich shekol adiburim vabakoshes hem misofa velachutz. We don't realize how the consoler is far away from us, that we're so far from the geula, and that all of our diburim are only external. V'akitshru gugodul me'oid al ze. Ki elu benitzchanemo, ve'elu beratzchanemo, eile barechev ve'eile basusim, v'hoye me'eroi lios lekol apochis, v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkil. ולצערנו הרב זה חוסר כי נסקיים בהם ואימוסו בארצכם דלו אמינו דבורי. He says, listen, you have these, there's a big kitruk, that these people, maybe referring to the Zionists, talk about their victories and their power, so we at least should say, ואנחנו בשם, they have their רכב, they have their susim, we should at least be mentioning Hashem, Hashem אלוקנו נזכיר, but we don't have that. And instead, people despise Eretz Chemda, who comes in the summer to Eretz Yisrael. So many people, they could come to Eretz Yisrael. But again, this is nobody should take this, get offended and get angry. Just trying to be mischazik, and we shouldn't be over on Vayimasu Eretz Chemda. And it's Yadua Bakan from the Chasam Sofer, Mashadibir Bakotcha, when the Koyfrim in his city, can you imagine this? The Chasam Sofer in the 1800s, the Koyfrim in his city, Sadu Sudas Reim B'Tishabov Kadela Aknita. They made a big party on Tishabov, a big barbecue, what we would call today, in order to get the Chasam Sofer angry. And he called the Bnei Ha'ir, and he darshaned. And in this drasha that tzaddikim said, Kim'at he spoke b'chutzpah, he tiach dvarim klapi maila. V'achka chol al ragloi, u'v'soich ha'drasha, he opened the Aron HaKodesh, v'tzok b'labas kotshoi, ma'loi lo'ov shehigle esbonov, v'chi ma'chosu lo'i lo'ov achorei shehigle esbonov, aval oylem lebonim shegolo mi'al shulchan avim, shebehem oid nikr v'nilgash achisorun, v'yisom mishalo v'yomar, moshe le'melech shekoas al bonov, moshe tukim v'an angry at his son, who rebelled against him, and he expelled his son to a faraway country, to a place of the jungle, murderers, wild animals, wild people. And they removed from him his big day malchus, and they put on him these very coarse clothing, and they forced him to be a servant of the land, and they would beat him up, they would make him get up early and work the fields, the cotton fields, and they had so many tzaras. And the Melech Bebeis HaMalchusa Hoya Yoyshev Umitzape, he wanted to be Mekabel from his son. Some sort of letter from his son saying, Daddy, Daddy, I'm so sorry, I have regret for what I did. But Leshav Hoysa Tzipiyasai. But it was for naught his waiting, because the son went crazy. And in all of his letters, all he asked for was that they shouldn't beat him up so much. That's all he asked the king. No charata, no, I want to come back to the palace. Uberoiv hayomim shalach hamelech echod me'anoshov. Leroy says, Shaloim benoi. Umaye oseboy. Ubebo lisham niftachu einav makor dema beroisoi shiflus matzovu shal ben hamelech. He sent a person to see how his son is doing, and he saw, whoa, look at how low he sunk. And when the prince saw him, he asked him that he should come before the king, tell him how terrible things are, and say to the king, please send me a bag of straw. I want a bag of straw so I can sleep better at night. And when the shliach brought this back to the king heard this, he cried, what a fool. He forgot that he's the prince, and all he wants is a little bit of straw. And he says, that's us. We've been punished by the king. We were sent away, and all we want is a little bit of straw. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a job now. I'm only making 375K. I want another job. I want to be in the millionaire club. I want to be making a million a year. Not a millionaire. Everybody's a millionaire today. Every apartment, every house almost costs $1 million, it seems. But I want to be mamish, making that every single year, plus. And I want my investments to go well, and I have in the stock market, and I have in this company, in that company, and I have real estate invested here, invested there. And HaKadosh Baruch will make it go well. And people are forgetting about the Iker, about Yerushalayim. And everybody heard this in the Chasim Sofer, and they started to cry, and that was 150 years ago. Ba'osa Dordeya. And the Chasim Sofer lived. And they were the Gedolei Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, Gedolei HaPoskim HaAchronim, Amanena, Anana Basrei, Sheroidfim Achar Kesef V'Taivas V'Havolim. People are running after money. People are running after their taivas. People are running after Diros Nois U'Pardesim V'Kramim. And they want their beautiful gardens and backyards and swimming pools. And they don't know that what is most primary in our life is lacking. And people have fights, and they have quarrels over complete nonsense. Oh, you're expanding your porch, you're blocking my view, and they go to Dinei Torah, and they fight about this, and they fight about that. And a person worries about the loss of his money. Ve'enoi doyeg, the poem goes, the song goes, Adam doyeg al ibud domov, ve'enoi doyeg al ibud yomov. He worries about loss of his money, he doesn't worry about loss of his days. Domov einam oizrim, his money is not going to help him. V'yamav, in his days, einam choizrim, are not coming back. And he doesn't worry, says the Rebbe. How to be masig das, to be oyved Hashem, to be mefayis, to appease the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that he should have mercy on us. U'betzedek nitan loymer ador kazev v'yar b'tzar lem shamu es rinosam. That it says in the pasuk that we can see their tsar when they hear their rina. In other words, when we see, this is the interpretation that he gives, when we see what havolim people are praising Hashem for, you can see their tsar, you can see their tsara. Because that's what's important. Oh, the Mets are 14 games in first place. Oh, that's how you see how terrible things are. That's what we're joyful about. Even my children, not only says the Chasim Sofer, the Koifrim and the Mishum Madin, El Af Banai, Yitzouni daika ritzoin eloim ashe yatsu mimeni. Referring to the verse in Jeremiah, in chapter 10, verse 20. Ahali shudod v'chol meisarai nitoku Banai yitzauni veinam. My tents are ravaged. All my tent cords are broken. My children have gone forth from me and are no more. In other words, even the banai, even the good children, they've left their dveikus b'shchina. V'rachel mevakel al boneha. Rachel is crying for her own kindalach, not the poishim that are tinek shenishba bein agoyim, not those that have the Rebbe has long tshuvas, which we've learned together in the past about how people have left Klal Yisrael. Certain people do certain things, certain maisim, and have certain emunas, koizvais, false emunas. They leave Klal Yisrael. But no, Rachel mevakel b'nei her children, those who are within Klal Yisrael, but they're not feeling the korban. Those good children, they don't understand what they're missing. And instead of the fact that instead of every year having more and more avelus and realizing how far they are away from the kedusha, and that tumah is getting stronger and stronger, and they're getting further and further away from the proper feelings. And it already says, "Im das kan chasarta ma konitz." If you lack das, then what do you have in the Nedarim 41a? Called Hamid Chacham Shein Boy Das Nevela Toivei Menu. And a Talmud Chacham who doesn't have das, he doesn't have proper seichel, and a veil is better than him. So we lost our das. We lost our das to kedusha, like we quoted before the pasuk. Shchuras m'loy miyayin. We're drunk, but not from wine, and we're just now. We don't have the proper hergation. We don't have the proper understanding of what we lost. So this is part one of our journey, first leg. And then he goes on to explain the psukim, the mesora that we had of Mishkanei Secha, etc. And the mesora of Moshevecha, Eitan Moshevecha, Mishmar Etzion Moshevecha, and Lo Hibidavim B'Yakov, Lo Ramo B'Yisrael. So Mir Tashem B'Lineder, in the next year, we will go further in this incredibly powerful and moving sicha, and hopefully we will be moved to have das and to understand what we lost, the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Chorban Yerushalayim, and hopefully we zecha to continue. But in the meantime, hopefully this should be a very stark esiris. Thank you so much for listening, Swedish friends. Shalom, shalom.